Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yesterday was just a lost day.
Weird.
Weird day. Yeah, we wish you could see us around here when it's a game day like that.
We're like lost. Like, what do you think's going to happen? When are we going to get on the air? Are we going to get on the air? Do we get to go home yet?
The best thing I can analogize it to is when you're a kid and you think you might have a snow day.
Right. Oh. And you're waiting by the radio.
And you're waiting by the radio and you're watching the television. And you're like, what are all these Catholic schools and why don't they ever go to school?
That's true, man.
Oh, yeah. We definitely got the snow days faster than the public kids. Yeah.
That was BS.
I honestly didn't know what a Catholic was. I just didn't. And I was like St. Ambrose and St. Mm-hmm. this and St. that. And I'm like, who the hell are these saint people?
I know this. St. Ambrose never went to school.
Why are they terrified of the snow?
I don't know, man.
Who's Stambro?
Stambro.
There's also that feeling of maybe you guys have this. If you have like a maintenance worker at your house, like working in the kitchen or in the dishwasher, suddenly I'm not my own person. I don't know what to do. Like, do I stand in the same room? Do I walk around? Yeah. Should I keep like checking in?
They like it when you lurk.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, seriously. It's like, but if you don't lurk, you feel irresponsible.
You know what's worse?
Oh.
Being a man. But not really a man. Like, when the HVAC guys come out twice a year to check the systems, and I'm standing behind them like, that's what I thought.
I don't even play the game.
Flux capacitor, huh?
Long time ago, I just decided, I don't remember how old I was, maybe my 30s, I just decided, you know what, when they come in, I'm just going to be real. I'm like, listen, you do what you need. If you need me, I'm going to be in the office. I'm going to be, you know, playing video games or something.
In the office is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm usually laying on a heated blanket.
Right.
Watching Ancient Aliens.
I'm like, I'll be playing MLB The Show. You just come get me if you need me.
But he's like, I'll make myself scarce, but not so scarce that you can steal my stuff.
And the people who will shame you for not knowing how to do manly stuff. You know, why? There are people paid to do these things.
Yeah.
People who do them really well.
Meet our fathers before you judge us.
Yeah.
Our fathers were the least teachy fathers of all time.
Help me with this. Wait, I'll just leave. I'll do it myself.
They came back from World War II and they were pissed. They were not coming home to parent.
My dad was definitely good at the parenting part. But he didn't have the patience for teaching me those things.
No.
Because I'd just be annoyed and bored, and he'd be like, you know what, I'll do it, go.
Yeah, and
then that became my strategy the rest of my life.
I don't think anyone taught them. I think they just had to learn.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't have a choice.
Yeah, they had to fix their own cars, and they had to do their own stuff, and they just did it, and they fought world wars, and then they had us, little pansy giraffes, didn't know what to do with them.
Hey, I always remind my dad especially, but just anybody that gets into this stuff. If you came up at the same time as us, you'd be us.
And if we came up at your time, we'd be you.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. That is exactly right.
We'd still
true
be
throughout
our
human
individual
history.
Self, but our generation.
We would know the things that the generation had to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If my dad, who went to war in the Pacific when he was 17 years old, had he been born 12 years ago, he'd be a piece of crap Gen Alpha.
Yeah, right.
Right?
That's why I always crap on the generation wars, because you're just what you are, a product of your time and your upbringing. Well, who's responsible for your upbringing?
Oh, by the way.
The previous generations.
Last night, had dinner with Phoebe, and we're sitting there, and she goes, man, what is up with Gen Alpha? She's like, I can't stand these little efforts.
And
I'm like, aren't they like 5 or 6 years old? She's like, yes, they're horrid.
Well, I mean, you know, I think most people look at, what do you think the range is when you're young? Like anything that's, like when you're a teenager, anybody that's like 10, 11 or younger, they're just, get out of here.
Yeah,
idiots,
I think it's when the generation below you starts to judge you.
Oh, when they start to contribute to the conversation.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
When they're little babies, you don't care.
But no,
when
they're like,
when they get 12, 13, 14 years old and they start.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Gen Alpha's chirping right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are?
Oh, big time.
Big chirpers.
They're going to chirp a lot.
Oh, shut up, Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha.
Nobody asked you.
Okay, Ron.
You're like literal kids.
They weren't alive like yesterday.
Ron.
And they're chirping already?
Ron, you've experienced it. When you wished a Gen Alpha last year, you said, happy birthday. He looked at you and went, okay.
Yeah, that's right. That kid.
Remember that?
I remember that.
He goes, hey, happy birthday. He goes, okay,
boomer. Okay, boomer.
Okay, how about I throw you off this parking garage?
Or you just hang around with Chuck E. Cheese?
What do you think of that, kid?
Like, I could beat you up so easy.
I would decimate you. Yeah.
Where does Z end and Alpha begin, roughly?
You got me.
Like, I think it's 2006, isn't it?
I think the oldest Alpha is like 10 years old. That's how I have understood it. So maybe
if Phoebe's
like,
19 and she's a Z.
I'm thinking about the guy, because I'm coaching 14. I'm trying to think. They seem to be like right on that line.
They should be.
Because when you start to get really annoying as a human, and it's true for every single one of us, is when you're 13, 14.
Yeah.
Because with Mason Jar's kiddos, it's 2 Gen Z and 1 Gen Alpha.
Okay.
Are they battling?
Are they at war?
I think so. I think you definitely feel, because especially if Alpha starts to adapt Gen Z language.
Yeah.
And then Gen Z's like, you're not using it right. And then Alpha's like, okay.
They're like, whatever.
Whatever.
I used to do a lot of going to career days and speaking.
Yeah.
And then I got too dirty and they kicked me out. And
oh my gosh.
Well, you know, gotta tell them what they're really walking into.
But this is the real world,
kids. I did one at a school, and I did 3 different sessions, and they're hard to do. Trying to keep any relevancy, you know, with 14-year-olds and stuff to do. So the third one, I was tired, and there were like half a dozen teachers there with probably 3 dozen kids. And I said, hey, how old are you guys? Like 13, 14? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, let me tell you something. You are the absolute worst expressions of a human being ever. And their mouths dropped open, and the teacher started applauding me.
Yeah, the teachers know. You're like, you know.
But they paid attention.
No, I was going to say, there are ways to get their attention.
Yeah.
And like getting right at them like that, that's one of them.
I always say, I've
said every generation, by the way, but I'm just talking about that age level.
Yeah, and I'm like, and I know you guys, like you said, 13, 14, I know you guys think you're real cool. You think you're all that. I'm like, you're not. And you know why I know? Because your mom still picks you up in a minivan. Yeah. You can only be so cool if your mom still picks you up in a minivan.
Every single one of you in this room is useless. Know that. You've contributed nothing.
Who's the bowler that did the trash talk?
Who do you think you are?
Whoever you think you are, I am.
Pete Weber.
That's what you say to them. That's what you say to them. Whatever you think you are, I am.
You guys are nothing right now. We don't even need you.
So anyway, shocking, this group doesn't do career day.
Yeah, my career and career days is over.
Yeah.
I have a question, and it's a real question. Went to a client meeting today, and I was down in South County, and the roads are just horrendous. Not as bad as downtown, but really, really bad. And you notice it when you drive a Jeep because you feel every little single bump. Real question, why aren't our roads perfect everywhere? They're roads. We've been building roads for thousands of years. We've had asphalt for thousands of years. We've been doing budgets now for a very, very long time. Why have we not prioritized that? Why isn't our infrastructure perfect? The bridges are perfect. The roads are perfect. Why do we not spend a dime on anything else until those things are achieved? You know what I mean? It's like if you think about your own life, your roads are probably pretty good. You got to pay your bills. You got to this, you got to that. You got to, you know, keep up with, you got to stock your refrigerator. Then you can start branching out into your life. Why isn't our infrastructure just perfect? What excuse do we possibly have?
You know, I was just driving by the geospatial, the building that's being off Jefferson, it's being built. Those roads they have put there now, which is an area that was completely underdeveloped and underserved before, that road is perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect now because they know what's coming. So that stuff does get done in places where people have money.
Priorities.
Yeah.
Well, and priorities. Yeah. I mean, and also like on a bigger issue, whether it's roads, interstates, the city, think of a house and like what doesn't get done. If you haven't cleaned the bathrooms or laundry's piling up, what are the confounding factors that caused that? It's like you get busy with all these other things and suddenly the basics go by the wayside because the basics aren't sexy. They're not as much fun. That happens in city politics. I mean, look at all of the bold, visionary language used by our city leaders. Fix the roads.
Yeah, pick up the trash.
I would also say, though, the roads are not great everywhere. There are a lot of cities that deal with the same sort of potholes and bad streets.
Yeah, and that's almost my point, is you can just tell. You can tell that as a people, as a species, we've said this matters and this doesn't. And yet it's one thing that unites us. We all use it. We all use it every single day. We all complain about it all the time. And I think Amy's analogy is really good. It's not sexy. But it would get my vote. You know, maybe that just shows how very old man I am now. But all of your visionary stuff is just happy horse crap. It's not going to happen. Your visionary stuff is not going to happen. And if it does, it's not going to work. I'm sorry to feel like that. But what's the last campaign promise that was visionary? What's the last, we're bringing in this expert and they have this thing and it stops crime and XYZ. What's the last thing that worked? What jumps out to your mind? Where you go, that was a good program.
Space program.
Good answer.
I mean, I'm just throwing out one that worked, which was a long ass time ago.
Motivated by the Cold War.
Right. I mean, no, there's no question that that was the reason why it
worked. Shouldn't we all be able to list off half a dozen? Because we get them all the time. We get them locally. We get them from T'Chara Jones. We get them from Sam Page. We get them from Governor Parson. We get them from the presidents. We should be able to list them off.
Yeah. Well, it's probably the healthcare law, but that's not even a good, it's not even good. It's just better than what we had. It was the last big thing we did.
Yeah. And I think there are some, like, I mean, it's silly, but I think the anti-smoking campaign, like letting people know how bad smoking is for you, that was kind of a big deal. I'm just trying to think of something that was big, touted, and successful.
I do think that part of the problem is everything we're doing is patching over what was before, right? I mean, like, we're not able to, because it's expensive and time-consuming, to just redo everything from scratch. Like, we should, our railway system is old as dirt, and it's not very good, and there are much better systems around the world, but how long and to do it, and how expensive is it to tear it all up and redo everything? And instead of just building over it and repairing things and doing it the same way.
A couple of people calling in here to talk about it. Marvin, please go right ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. You hit a sore point with me when you talked about potholes. And I just wanted to call and tell you that I recently had to replace one of my wheels on my car because I hit a pothole driving around Missouri. And it'll cost me about $900. And the reason we've got potholes is we don't have the right people elected to take care of the roads.
Amen, brother. That happened to you, Wheels.
Happened to me. I mean, and then they have a process where you can file a claim at the end of it. They're like, yeah, we're not paying you.
We're not going to pay you.
We're not paying you. That's not our fault. Nobody told us before your car broke that there was a pothole there. I'm like, well.
Ooh, I wish I could have taken that case.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy, I wish I were still a licensed attorney.
And again, it wasn't like his. It didn't cost that much. It was a new tire and I had to get realigned. It wasn't like insane amount of money. But like the whole point was, car's fine until you hit a pothole just changing lanes on 70 near the airport, by the way. Near a spot where everybody's driving.
Here's a lesson in the law, quickly. They couldn't be more wrong. If that were a first-year law exam question, they would be liable for it in 10 different ways. But the reality of the law is they know you're not going to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. They know you're not going to sue.
Right.
You're not going to go to that trouble. You're going to pay your $200, get your new tire. That's it, and that's why they win. Bill, on line one. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I called the county and complained about grass growing on the highways, you know, like where the lights are.
Yeah.
No kidding. It is 2 feet high. And I'm like, when did this become acceptable? Well, then the county pushed it off on Missouri Department of Highways. I called them and they're like, we just don't have enough people to do the work.
Interesting.
Well, if they don't have enough people to do the work, they need to hire people and raise the pay. You know, when did it become acceptable?
This is why, thank you, Bill. This is why half the country is going to watch the debate tonight, because in essence, we just get so tired of the government being able to live its life in a way that we can't. Because back to the very start of this, if we don't keep our fridge stocked, we don't eat. If we don't pay the cable bill, they turn it off. That doesn't happen seemingly in government. People just push it off from one part of government to another, just the blame game, and we end up with broken tires and potholes. 125 DGS. We continued our discussion about why our roads don't look like the fairway sort of deals at Six Flags, all nice and pretty and asphalted over, why that is not a priority for us. Chris was mentioning on the way out that, well, you have to raise taxes. No one wants to raise taxes. Yeah. And Wheels, you're talking about, well, we could raise taxes, but we still have to spend all the money on the defense. And Amy made a great point about, like, when people say, like, well, Canada, they have such great stuff. Canada never has to defend themselves.
They have a free ride through history.
Such a great point.
They have a free ride through history.
Nobody's attacking them.
Well, they also don't make anybody angry.
Yeah.
They're like, sorry.
This is what Canada's... their national slogan is, smile and wave, boys.
Yeah.
Smile and wave.
Hey, you know what they say, right?
Too.
Right. What they say, don't start nothing, won't be nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mate.
That's easy when you're in a motorcycle sidecar of the United States of America.
Amy, you are so judgy.
Hey, I rooted for Canada in the Stanley Cup. I love Canada.
You sure?
She's over here shaming the whole country of Canada.
They have a great national anthem.
It's like, hey, we're not involved in any wars, but we'll send you a plane
Roger
or something.
Roger wants to take the melody of the national anthem of Canada.
Oh, that national anthem is awesome.
It's really good.
It is
really good.
Oh, God, it slaps
it
so hard.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and but it's singable.
Singable.
Yeah.
Happy Birthday and the United States national anthem are two of the most difficult songs to sing. They are. Think about it. When you sing Happy Birthday, you have to start way down there to hit the high
single
notes.
High, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You can also just not do it.
Ridiculous.
Oh, come
you don't
on,
sing
Kevin.
Happy Birthday to people?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
What if everyone was like you and it was time to sing Happy Birthday and it was just silent?
I don't want anybody singing to me either. Just blow out the candles, eat the cake. Let's go.
You missed it, too. He was yelling at your partner, really yelling at her about China.
China can't invade us.
Like, they could invade. I'm like, yeah, we'll see them coming.
They're not going to.
I know. We don't need defense. What country is going to
attack
us?
That's not what I said.
No one's going to attack us.
That's not what I said.
China needs us.
Nobody is going to invade the United States, and there's a reason for it. And it's a geographic reason, because we're surrounded by oceans and huge land masses.
That's just what Canada wants you to think.
Yeah, Canada. That's the only one we got to worry about is Canada.
Yeah, Canada's telling China, they're like, come on over.
But see, like, you know, Canada's got the big border. They could come down literally anywhere if they wanted to.
They can't fight.
They don't have the military. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was trying to tell Amy. So that's our threat. We don't worry about that.
With kindness. That's what they're going to do.
Sorry.
I missed the whole argument, but Kevin's right.
I am physically angry at Canada right now.
You are?
Yes.
Because they have it better than us?
Yes. I love Canada.
No, because they're getting a free ride, so they get to do all the fun stuff like socialized health care. Well, we got to work on saving the world.
Well, we don't have
to.
We've chosen to because there's a lot of money in it.
And we are the home.
Well, no,
of the
because
brave.
We have financial interests in all these places,
hey,
too.
I'm glad.
It's not just honor.
Okay.
World I wish War it was one, honor.
World
That'd
War
be great.
Two. Sorry, I can't hear you over all my freedom.
Yikes.
Canada has no freedom at all.
No.
I really
none.
Didn't think it'd
it's
be
all
Canada.
Thanks to us, Raji.
Neither
didn't
does
think it'd be
Japan.
Canada that broke us up.
That's how they do it. It's the quiet ones.
Like, we can't do the crossover hour anymore. Wheeler got into it with Amy about Canada.
Amy just dropped the freedom.
He was screaming at her, wasn't he?
It was a little uncomfortable. I was over here.
We can't say that kind of
screaming.
From 10,000 miles
It's just a,
away.
come on.
I'll shoot him out of the sky.
I missed the whole thing, and I know Kevin's
we'll
right.
Shoot
yes.
them out of the sky.
Yes.
Like China's coming over in one vast ship.
Well, how else are they going to get here?
Every now and then I get down to the end of a day. I have to stop. Ask myself.
135 DGS, so I'm assuming we're all going to be watching the debate tonight. I thought this was actually pretty interesting. They did a pretty substantial poll, and they asked 20 random questions about who would be better between Trump and Biden on these things. You want to hear them?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll answer them ourselves. Who would win in arm wrestling?
I'm going to go Trump on the weight advantage.
Trump crushed 52%. Yeah. Biden only got 14%. Oh. Who would be more likely to help a stranger?
Well,
Biden.
You know what?
I'm going to go with Biden.
I don't think either of them would, though.
I think Andrew's right.
Jerk. Isn't that nice?
Points to Andrew.
That's an interesting point. You just think that he's got a better PR?
I think he's got better PR, and he's got the kindly old man. Yep.
You think he has no compassion?
Assumed image. But we've seen him get really, yep. Look fat, and you're a dog-faced pony woman, and I'll throw your phone across. I trust you as far as I throw your phone, and I can throw your phone really far.
I don't think
far,
it's even
just
close.
I think he's
people
gonna...
asking him questions. I think
I don't agree with that at all.
No,
because you love Biden for reasons no one under. You go to bat for Biden more than anyone else.
I will defend certain things about him.
Why is everyone angry today?
I don't know.
Sorry.
I'm not even mad.
No, you're not. This time it's Andrew. It was
Andrew's
me earlier.
Andrew's being a D right now.
But it's normal for me, though.
Well, I think to Andrew's point, too, I mean, Biden's in some ways you could say a career public servant, but also a career politician. And the power obsession in Washington, D.C., and just kind of the elitism of it, as well as Biden being Biden. I'm on Andrew's side.
But when he pulls people aside.
I just think he's a jerk.
When they have, and I think he has times where he is, for sure, but there are also moments where he pulls people aside who went through some tragedy and will try to console them in a way. I don't think that's all phony. Maybe some of it is, but I don't think it all is.
I'm with Chris. I've seen enough clips of, like, there's one I'm thinking of where there's a little boy with a stutter.
That's it.
And Biden, like, takes him aside and talks to him about his stutter, and I think he got the kid's phone number and stuff. I mean, that's really, really nice. So helping a stranger, I'm going to vote Biden.
And the question isn't which is either one of them a truly, truly awesome, nice human being. The
you
question
which
is which
likely.
Is more likely, and the answer is not close.
I could see Trump, though, going, and I saw a guy, and he needed some help. I thought, I'll help this guy.
He'll tell you that he helped him.
No, then what he'll do is he'll tell the guys around him, here, help him out.
I threw some paper towels at him.
He loved him. You know what? That's the image. He's down in Puerto Rico after the hurricane, just throwing paper towels at people.
Had a stutter, stuttered everything.
He was like,
I gave him
couldn't
some paper towels.
Couldn't spit it out. Tried to help him. He couldn't spit it out.
Finally gave up. Walked away.
That leads me into a thought I had about Trump. So, on CNN needs to go outside and practice falling down. I'm so sick of CNN.
Like,
did you know we had the debate?
Did you see the countdown? It's like 26 hours.
Oh, they're promoting the hell out of this thing.
Oh,
yeah.
So anyway, every day it's like, here's how they're preparing. And Donald Trump's drinking Diet Cokes and eating Big Macs.
Yeah.
And it's because he doesn't like to do hard stuff. He's like, I've been preparing for this my whole life. This is the best, going to rallies, this is the best way to prepare. It's that he's lazy, and I relate. I don't like doing difficult things. I would do exactly the same thing. I don't want to do mock debates. I don't want to debate Chris Christie and pretend he's Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And so when it comes to this, I relate to Trump. He doesn't like doing hard things like reading. And so he doesn't. He doesn't do them, and people think it's cool.
I think that's entirely true. I also think that what he's really good at is understanding what matters and what doesn't. And he knows that nothing that happens tonight really matters.
Bingo. I agree with you.
It'll be a short-term bump.
I can give him credit for the things that
he can read a room, and he can read an audience, and he can read people in general. I think it's clearly his skill.
He doesn't need to practice it.
Right. And he knows that his normal way of being is going to work for him.
You want a few more of these?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. who would be a better house guest?
I mean,
Biden.
Ooh. Man, that's a tough. That one's closer than I thought.
No, I think Trump would say this house is dirty. And
that's
they
true.
Leave.
He wouldn't like. Yeah,
he just leave.
Oh,
probably.
I think he's probably sloppy.
I think he's sloppy.
I don't know, though, man. Like, that could be close, but I'll go easier as Biden, but not much.
I think he's sloppy, but I don't think he would be rude. Because everything you hear about Trump is that when you get him face-to-face and you meet him, he is like...
But he's going to take over your TV, though, and that's not okay for a guest.
Yes, he is going to take over your TV.
Take over your TV.
I feel like Biden this is me.
No,
but like
Kevin's,
too frail.
Kevin's 100% right.
Biden's too frail to make a mess.
Is he house guest and has to stay?
Yeah.
Or is he house guest to be like, I can't stay here?
Stay. What if they had to stay for the weekend?
Because I do feel like he would find a way to leave.
Probably.
That's not the question.
All around, I think Biden.
Who would give better relationship advice?
Well, Boy.
Depends on, I mean, it
depends on which way you want the relationship to go.
It's a good point, Amy.
Well, only one of them's been divorced, right?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Right.
Listen, if you want to sleep with other ladies, but you're married, yeah. Here's that's what I'm saying.
It all depends on what kind of advice the person wants.
I'm having trouble, Mr. President. Where should I grab her?
Yikes.
Dude.
Damn.
He said it. I didn't say it.
You endorsed it.
You're mad at him.
Because you love him. You endorsed it.
He's mad. I'm just saying yikes.
Andrew always does this.
He was the president.
Not yet, he wasn't.
I mean, nobody cared when he said it, so why do we care if Andrew did?
Who would be more likely to remember your birthday?
Oh, no. Zero. Nobody.
No, Trump.
It's a zero.
Yeah. Trump is going to have a better memory.
Do you think he's going to care enough?
No.
Which one's more likely to remember their own birthday?
Right. A birthday, that's what I call it.
The day I was born.
Who would be better at keeping a secret?
Oh, dude.
Biden.
I don't know.
But it comes with
tweet it out.
Neither of these are good at
no,
any of
you're
these.
Like, well, it depends. Does it mean you're putting stuff in a box next to your sweet Corvette in your garage?
Biden would not be able to keep the secret because he'd accidentally say it. Trump would be like, I know something.
I got a brag.
I might have to tell you later.
I think that's a tie.
Well, he was already literally doing that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He when he had like, house guests, he was showing them stuff.
And then, you know, well, Biden had him just stuff sitting next to the sweet Corvette in the garage, just boxes and
you
stuff.
Know this, though. If you have a sweet Corvette, you ain't letting anybody buy that Corvette.
Unless you're showing
you know
it
that.
Off, though.
Who would be more likely to return a lost wallet?
Well, one of them would be empty.
Yeah, with or without the money. I think Biden.
Probably.
If you had to, who would you feel is more trustworthy to be a babysitter?
Oh my God. Loaded question.
You know, honestly, again, nobody. I don't trust either one of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either of them watch
I'm going to stay home for the night. Not going out. No babysitter.
Who would win in a dance-off?
Trump.
Well, we've seen him dance. Dancing. Have we ever seen Biden dance?
I don't think so.
We've seen the Donald shuffle where he does the little roll his hands. And
Trump's got this move.
Points in one side, he points the other side. I think Donald Trump wins.
These are hilarious. Who would handle really spicy food better?
Donald Trump, for sure.
Yeah.
I think spicy food might take Biden down at this point.
Dude, that's,
It would incinerate him like the Terminator.
One end or the other, he's going to be hurting.
One end or the other.
Trump's guts are already a mess. That's just, it doesn't matter what you put
he's
in there.
He's like me in that regard.
It doesn't matter what you put down there.
His stomach's like mine. It's lined with Diet Coke and Big Macs. It can absorb some.
It's like when you give somebody who's never had sugar, and they're like, oh my God, they can't handle it.
Yeah.
That would probably be Joe.
Who would survive longer on a deserted island?
I mean, Donald Trump.
Just like body fat percentage.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm agreeing. I'm as a heavier guy myself, I agree.
That's probably it.
Yeah. He's a little younger, too. Little.
Like, let's be real. None of them are going to be surviving. They're
Who's
going to die
who's
last?
Who's going to live longest?
Right.
What if this is how we settled the 2024 election? Put both
put
of them
on an island.
Yeah, put them on an island together.
With Jeff Probst.
Make them work together.
Survivor USA.
Give them spicy.
Survivor USA.
Give them spicy food and a baby.
Make them eat bugs.
Naked and afraid. Biden and Trump. Oh, gosh.
I would watch that.
I would watch the hell out of
it. But it'd have to be the uncensored version.
Hey, you got a bug.
I need to see all of it.
You got a bug on you.
You gotta see everything.
That's not a bug.
He's going to need a smaller satchel.
It's the biggest bug you've ever seen. Who do you think spends more time getting ready in the morning?
Trump.
Oh, the hair alone.
This guy's got to be Donald.
Yeah.
I don't think Biden gets ready himself, though.
I know this is he's not picking out his own clothes.
No, he's not brushing his own hair.
You think they're laying him out?
I think Jill probably takes care of that for him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
I don't know. He's picking out his outfit every day? Think about it. There's no way.
I just never really pictured him going to the bed and seeing what mommy laid out for him.
When you really do picture like a day-to-day life, it does kind of, you're like,
oh man. If you left it up to him, how would he come out dressed? I picture him like Mr. Peanut. Like if you just left it up to him, he's gonna Biden? Come out. Yeah, he's just gonna oh, come out dressed
a
up.
Hat and a cane.
Yeah,
I think he would still be in his pajamas like, or something. I don't know.
He dresses like Adam Sandler, like an oversized shirt and basketball shorts.
That's how like Kevin dresses.
Yeah, yeah, we call me
we're making
Fetterman.
Fun of the guy. Like Kevin dresses himself. Me it's and the same Fetterman. Shirt every day.
How do you think I know?
So do I.
Oh my gosh.
How many of those do you have, by the way?
Well, they're all different colors, but probably 12.
Oh my gosh.
You're like Einstein. The, yeah. Einstein did that so he didn't
I
have to use
six
that
of them
mental
did
energy.
You buy them at
two
Costco?
6-packs? No, they're online ones.
Nobody will remember
oh, those
this.
Those are the ones you got online?
Yeah.
I still got to order them.
Yeah, they're great.
Do you remember the Pac-Man cartoon that was on for a little, like Saturday morning
yeah.
cartoons?
Yeah.
And when the ghosts would get eaten, their little eyeballs would run back to yep. the castle to, yep. to dress again. And they'd open up the closet and it would just be 15 of the same
yep.
outfit they would yep. put back on. I envision that's yours.
Just picture them, though, in mind. They're all still laying around the edges of a laundry basket. Hmm. They're just hanging there.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
You are pretty cute.
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you gonna do?
It's all right if you
so
don't.
We started the hour crapping on Gen Z. Let's end it the same way. What is the deal with being on time and late?
Oh, yeah. There's a new study that shows that Gen Z considers being 10 minutes late to be the same thing as being on time.
You're wrong. That is incorrect.
We've come full circle from our parents.
Yeah, that is incorrect.
Yeah, people, I've seen a couple of, you know, different outlets post about this, including our sister station, 97.1, put something up on their Facebook page, and the comments were so mad. Everyone was like, no, that's late. If you're 1 second late, that's late, which I agree with. I'm not, I hate it when people are late. That's one of my biggest pet peeves yeah. in life. And then acting like it's not a big deal. It's like, oh, just
depends
wasting
on,
my time is okay, all right?
Yeah, it does depend on what it is. Right, like if I'm meeting Ronj to watch a ball game and he's 10 minutes later than he said, I don't know, that's nothing. But if it's like a business meeting, that's a big deal.
I feel like this business where you live your life in seconds, right? You're like, okay, I have a 2.5 minutes to go to the bathroom
right,
and get
right.
a drink. Mm-hmm. And then plus running, we're like 3 seconds. Like you can spend 2 hours and you care about 3 seconds. Somehow those two things combined have made me worse. When I check out, when I turn off the clock, I turn off the clock and I feel like I'm 10 minutes late or 10 minutes on time, as they say now.
It's one thing
I'm
to
bad.
Make the
I
argument
just can't do it.
That being 5 or 10 minutes late is not a big deal, but it is not on time.
It's just late.
Not. It is literally yeah. not on time.
It's rude. I think it's rude. And I'm the one doing it.
Mm. Rude. Amy's rude.
What if you do look kind of cool, though, when you show up late?
Less rude.
Like, hey.
Less rude.
I'm not.
I'm too important to be
I'm
on
not
time.
Too important to be here when you tell me
I
to.
I want everybody to be watching when I walk
that's
in.
Called fashionably late.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still mm-hmm. called that.
Yeah.
Well.
How about the old Alton sinkhole?
Wow.
Oh, dude. Something.
Man. Isn't it a, like you figure that happens on a Saturday or Sunday, that's a tragedy.
Oh my gosh.
That's yeah. What right? time of day did it happen? Because
what
I saw
what was
about
it, Andrew, middle of the day
2 o'clock. I saw it
was,
about 2.
It was maybe probably just before noon, I would say.
Just
yeah, but if the fact that it's a weekday and not a Saturday mm-hmm. or Sunday, there's probably hundreds of people out there.
Mm-hmm. 40 yards wide and over 50 feet deep.
That would have killed a couple dozen people at least.
Well, in a really horrific, like buried alive way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. If anything like that can be lucky, it's lucky that it was a weekday in the middle of the day.
So if you didn't see it, there's that giant light pole that sinks all the way into it.
Disappears.
And if you get the aerial photo of it, you can't see that post. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's completely gone.
The video is on KMOX.com.
Yeah.
You've missed it.
Is there a way to check for those things?
I have no idea.
Like, well, I have heard for many, being an Alton person, I have heard for many years that the whole town is built just
over mines.
Inches deep down, there are mines and limestone caves and all manner of stuff that we just kind of built the town over. And that this.
Did I hurt your feelings yesterday with that line of mine?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yes,
a little bit.
What did you say?
We were talking to Steve about it, and Andrew was making the point that he lives in Alton. He goes, I have an excellent chance of dying in this way. And I said, on an athletic field, I don't think so.
That's not. I was like, now what I'm saying. The point.
Well,
you'd be mayor. You'd be the only one left.
I mean, I could see it happening if he was like cutting through or something. You know?
Yeah. cutting across.
Hey, this looks like a shortcut.
Taking a shortcut.
There's nobody on this soccer field.
This grass is really nice.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I felt like that one hurt you a little bit. I apologize.
He deserved it. I'm not.